I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
And welcome to the Stu Peter Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. Well, the speech police are here in the United States of America. We have arrived at the point where federal law enforcement, the guys who are standing down and letting our borders be overrun by illegal aliens and narco-terrorists, are now going door-to-door hounding American citizens about the things they say and the things that they post online. We've heard reports about this very thing for years now in other countries, especially in places like Canada, England, and Australia, where the police will show up on your doorstep if they don't like your social media posts, or if they don't like the political comments you've been making, even behind closed doors. But while the rest of the English-speaking world has devolved into authoritarianism, we've been told that it wouldn't happen here. That it couldn't happen here, in fact, because we have the First Amendment to protect us. It's what our country was founded on, after all. Oh, how quickly things have changed. Joe Biden's stormtroopers, the FBI, his personal police force, federal law enforcement, they're now functioning as the speech police, as the thought cops. If you post any memes, if you write a Facebook status that's a little too spicy, you might get a visit from the feds. They might come knocking on your door to ask you about it, to ask you why you're criticizing the government, why you hurt their boss's feelings. And that's exactly what happened to a woman in Oklahoma who released video footage of three FBI agents pulling up to her house and then grilling her about some things she posted online. I mean, this woman posted memes on the internet, so the FBI showed up at her house asking her questions about it, pushing her around on her own property. Take a look.
Can we just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy? I need you to identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
I'm not going to show you my credentials on the phone.
So you said you were with the FBI?
That's correct.
And why won't you show me your credentials?
I didn't
take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified ourselves. So what we'd like to do...
I didn't look at your credentials. Again, I didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk to us today about that?
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
Okay.
Do you have identification?
Do you have a card or cards? That we can reach
no.
Out to you?
No. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right.
Do you mind having your attorney contact the FBI office in Oklahoma City?
What's the number? What are the names of the agents?
I'll Google it for you.
So you're refusing to identify yourselves?
No, we've already identified ourselves.
Again, I did not take a look.
Okay, so the phone number for the FBI in Oklahoma City is 405-290-7770.
Okay.
If you just call me one day,
and tell him that Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook gave us a couple of screenshots of your account.
Okay, so we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want?
No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything like that.
Well, you can't arrest me for freedom of speech. We live in America.
Correct.
Exactly, so it's kind of weird that you want to come talk to me about me exercising my freedom of speech.
We do this every day, all day long, talk to people.
Okay.
It's just an effort to keep everybody safe, make sure that nobody has any ill will or bad intent or anything like that. And we've got no reason to believe necessarily that that's you, and that's why we just wanted to have a conversation.
So do you have a conversation with everybody on the neighborhood?
Do you have information with anybody else in the neighborhood?
I mean, all I've done is exercise my right.
Oh, no,
as an American citizen on a public social media platform with my personal opinions. Correct? Okay. Most of the individuals, right, in America, especially older generation, right, have Facebook. Are you questioning all the citizens in America?
We certainly would if we had any sort of concerns.
Okay, so you have concerns about my personal opinions?
If you don't want to talk to us, then you can
leave. I'm definitely not going to have a talk with you.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, and feel free to reach out to us.
Okay, they're so-called FBI.
I mean, the arrogance of these people is absolutely astounding. They show up on the doorstep of a private citizen with no warrant, with no actual legal right to even be there because there's no constitutional backing for their visit. If they proceed to talk to her like she's a common criminal, then ominously stomp off when they can't provoke her. This is obviously a shakedown. This is meant to entrap and intimidate the American people, to scare them out of exercising their First Amendment rights. And, of course, it's happening in an election year because, by the way, most of what this lady was posting online were memes mocking Joe Biden. So in 2024 as America, if you criticize the so-called president, if you mock this installed clown during an election year, you're risking your freedom. That's the message they want to send, especially in an election year in which the entire federal government is preparing to rig and steal yet another vote so they can catapult us into World War III. So that they can finish driving the stake through the heart of this country, of our people. So that they can continue standing down, allowing a third world invasion to kill us off. And you know, this deal in Oklahoma, this isn't an isolated incident. These anti-speech raids have been heating up for years, especially since 2020, and especially as this illegitimate federal government has to work even harder around the clock to keep a lid on the narrative, to keep a grip on power. Last August, the FBI visited an over 70-year-old man in Utah named Craig Robertson to ask him about some Facebook posts he made. Of course, these posts were critical of Joe Biden, so the feds had to go check it out. And when they did, they ended up killing the man. That's right, the FBI showed up at the home of Craig Robertson, an elderly man who couldn't walk without a cane, and they killed him because they said he was some kind of national security threat, some kind of threat to their illegitimate regime. And then, of course, the federal government used the corporate media for damage control. They used the press, the cable news networks, to spin the story and blame the victim, blame the guy who'd been murdered by federal law enforcement. And now the entire story has been memory-holed. It's very important that we all recognize exactly where we are right now. We are in the era of hardcore authoritarianism here in America. We've moved on from the rainbow-colored, pink-padded nursery room of government tyranny with a smile and pat on the head, and we've entered into the era of hardcore Stalinist repression of anyone who dares to stand up, who dares to question the regime. Roman Garcia joins us now. He's a former FBI agent, special agent, for 12 years, turned whistleblower, and he joins us now. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show, Roman.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Wait, what can you tell us about this, Roman Garcia? I mean, you're from the federal. I mean, you used to be, an FBI agent. I mean, are you amazed
yes.
at this this turn of events? The FBI is now being weaponized against average Americans.
Well, first of all, I was pretty ashamed to be an FBI agent and have some. I'm just as happy to bash the FBI as the next guy. However, with this incident that I saw, the video that I saw, there might be some issues with it. The one thing that she pointed out was when she said, "You're refusing to identify yourselves." They said, "I did identify myself." They said that several times. And she said, "I just want to, what is it, take a video of it," or something like that. It's kind of like if you went to a bar and showed your ID and they let you in, then later on they've got their phone out and wanted, you know, who knows what they're going to do with it. So I understand if they were asking to take an imagery, she said, take imagery of your ID, you might want to pass on that. So it'd be good to find out, did they actually identify themselves? It seemed like both parties agreed she did identify themselves. Secondly, I was sent on these things myself to do threat assessments during the Trump regime. And I sent two links to stories that you could check out. One of them was threats from a guy in a trailer park in Buena Park. He said some inflammatory things and he ended up having a SWAT team visit his house and they broke his windows and broke down the door and threw flashbang grenades and ended up arresting him for whatever he said. So it'd be important. I would like to see what memes she posted. And then another instance was a guy sent envelopes with ricin to the Pentagon and to President Trump. And he got the same type of treatment. His, you know, people in spacesuits showed up and tore up his house. On the other hand, you know, I was I was sent out to do a threat assessments on Muslims. And this person seems to be Muslim as well. I think it said in the story. But, you know, a guy posts a picture of himself holding his new shotgun. FBI shows up. A guy takes some photos and he's in Iran or something like that. FBI shows up. People disenfranchised, failure to launch young men, Iraqi, pissed off. FBI shows up. So there's a lot of this stuff. And it's kind of, you know, I was happy to be an FBI agent. I did, some of my background is public corruption. So we arrested a state senator one time, police officers that were corrupt, mayors, stuff like that. It was good work. And then I did Mexican drug cartels. We ripped drugs, money, weapons from bad actors. And then I got switched over to counterterrorism. And counterterrorism, it's like guys twiddling their thumbs looking for things to do sometimes. I'm not saying this is in general, but these type of things, when you're going to mess with someone, I don't know what the meme said, but I just want you to take into account that, like some of these instances that I'm sending you, these links, this guy was putting, you know, President Trump's face over an ISIS beheading or something like that and making actual threats saying, come and get me, or you're going to get a knife in your throat, stuff like that. And so it'd be important to find out what was actually in these memes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's what's going on here, right?
And it'd be good to know
look,
for sure.
Look, we
it'd
have a pattern. Sure. We have a pattern of abuse. I mean, and the yes. American people now feel the full brunt, really, of just right. all the intelligence agencies. I know the FBI is right. a domestic, correct. You know, police force, but they very much are an intelligence agency now, and all this stuff has been weaponized against the people. We have people, the federal government's prosecuting, you know, people who are Christians who are standing up against abortion at abortion clinics, right? Yep. And they're applying laws yes. that have never been applied. While we have the left, you know, totally running, you know, first of all, they rioted. I mean, when Donald Trump won the first time, they absolutely rioted, and we didn't see any of the J6 treatment that we see, you know, with what happened.
Hypocrisy.
It's rampant, and the American people know, and I feel like it's just gaslighting to suggest otherwise at this point.
It's gaslighting. It's evil. We're in an evil world. We're being controlled by Satan, basically. The Food and Drug Administration, the education system, criminal justice, you name it, and it's run by bad people, and especially in the FBI. So I just wanted to point out what I observed in the video. I'm not saying
right or wrong. I understand saying. That, but I mean, what do the American people do? I mean, okay, so we agree that the FBI, generally speaking, yes. is way
they're
over.
They're right up there with North Korea and any other. I mean, we say exactly. we're like the best nation and righteous and stuff like that. But I think I watched Stu a couple days ago on InfoWars, and he said, you know, he was just basically saying like I moved to Thailand a couple years ago to get away from the U.S. I'm back in the United States, but just to get away from this mess, like I felt no hope. And so I think we're isolated. I feel like we're enemies of our own country. You know, the way they're acting and treating us and treating our enemies who are walking across the border and all this. I don't know everything about politics, but I definitely feel threatened. I've been on to talk to Stu before, and I think similar to his call to action, what he mentioned on InfoWars is we need to mobilize. And what I found, what I do now is I'm a certified life coach. I was a medic in the FBI, and now I call myself a mind medic. People are frozen with fear. People, especially like I talk to people on Stu's listeners who reached out to me. People are frozen with fear. They're overcome with depression. They're isolated from their own family members because they didn't or did take the shot or whatever. All this stuff, they're prisoners and they're wounded. And I would like to see people find strength and heal themselves and get back on the battlefield because we need everyone. So that's my mission in life now is to reach out to those people who want to thrive instead of just survive. And we need to learn critical thinking. We need to take apart these things just like I did. Like I'm all for you and I'm on your side and I believe everything you said. However, there's some things that she might have embellished a little bit, like they refused to show their credentials. They didn't refuse to show their credentials. They did show their credentials. It'd be good to know the whole story. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand. I understand what you're saying. But what should we do? I know you mentioned basically there's just been a chilling effect. There's a lot of people who are really just waiting for permission to say publicly what they all are saying privately.
Right.
Right.
I think what we need to do.
You got the FBI that's intimidating. Yes. You got the federal government that's intimidating. Everybody anticipates they're going to try to steal the election again. And then what are the American people going to do? They're going to actually go protest again? Not after what happened with January 6th. No, they're not. Right. So what do we do?
We need to get strong and get ready. And that means different things for everyone. But do you need to lose weight? Do you need to get to the gym? Do you need to practice with your pistol? Do you need to homeschool your children? Do you need to buy chickens? I don't know what it means, but being frozen with fear is not the thing to do. Right. That's what they want you to do so they could steamroll right over you. So the call to action, I think it's similar to what Stu says, is we need to mobilize. And if you're too afraid to even get out of bed in the morning or take care of yourself, that's the wrong thing. Find help. I help people with that. Or find a million other people who do, Tony Robbins or whatever, self-help books. But we can't just sit around anymore and rely on our government or think everything's going to be okay. Because if you're strong, you're going to be protecting legions of people who just hope for the best and listen to what they say on the news.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. On the physical fitness front, that's something I've been convicted about recently. I've been doing something to remedy that the last 2 weeks. Already seen some results. Awesome. Maybe the camera doesn't show it yet. But yeah, on that
you look amazing.
On that very note, trying to, you know, the idea of, hey, look, I'm tasked with protecting my family, and you just never know what's going to happen with the illegal immigrants and everything that's coming, the violence that's coming here. So Roman
and
Garcia, go ahead. Yeah, I'll give
I
you
was just
going
to say it before it was a question of if it will happen to us. Now it's a question of when will it happen to us, because it's coming and we need to be prepared. And the best case scenario, nothing ever happens, but we need to be prepared.
Absolutely. Roman Garcia, we appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Folks, this is the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for him. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back here in just a moment.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C., but look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough. It's been a life changer for me. My sleep, my mood, my relaxation. So for those of you that have never tried it, now's your chance, because this month only, you can get a free bottle of this best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all seven forms of magnesium that your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the people who make this Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. So for all of you in Stu Crew, you get a free 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay some nominal shipping fee. That's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. The challenge is simple. Try Mag Breakthrough for 14 days, see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. Get your free bottle. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Enter the coupon code STUPETERS10. That's it. Look, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away if they weren't 100% confident how effective it is. And again, this is now on the short list of supplements that I absolutely have to have every day. Get your free 14-day supply right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. In today's disgusting and decaying world, it's not just an option to be prepared. No, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my family and ensuring that we're ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, and essential survival gear designed to keep you safe no matter what. In emergency situations, along with a firearm, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I know the people at American Reserves. They're patriots. They're Christians. They care about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. Again, that's AmericanReserves.com. And use discount code STU for 10% off. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready. You're prepared for anything with American Reserves.
And welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So it's no secret that the entertainment industry is a bastion of filth and degeneracy and the all-around degradation of humanity, especially the degradation of the Christian faith. From its very beginnings, the modern entertainment industry has been dominated by communists and misfits and the most disgusting, most perverted people in our society who've made it a point to go out of their way to attack common decency as much as possible. They'll do anything they can. They'll seize on any opportunity to attack the nuclear family, for example, to attack personal standards, and to attack Christianity. And it's pervasive. But it's not always so obvious. You pay close attention to the next big box movie you watch, and the chances are that at some point, they'll take a swipe at Christianity. And if they're not swiping directly at Christianity, they'll be swiping at things that we'll call Christianity adjacent. They'll swipe at the basic social values and system of morality that America adhered to until recently. They'll paint the idea of two genders or the age of consent as outdated and oppressive. Or they'll present the main character's father as a bumbling idiot who can't get out of his own way, or who needs a woman to tell him how to put his shoes on in the morning. All of this and more has been done over the course of decades to fundamentally change the way that the American people view themselves, view their families, view their society, and most importantly, view their basic sense of self, their basic sense of humanity and spirituality and faith in God. They use art. They use entertainment as weapons to get into the brains of people, especially young people, and twist their minds, fill them with disgusting, immoral ideals, and sometimes, in fact, with an ever-increasing frequency, this propaganda, this psychological and spiritual warfare, isn't even hidden at all. It's being thrown up in our faces. It's right out in the open. And film producers and the perverts and the anti-Christian zealots in Hollywood, they're even using their hatred for all that is decent as a marketing ploy. There's a new film out starring Sydney Sweeney. It's called Immaculate. And the entire point of the film is to mock the Immaculate Conception, to mock Jesus Christ, the Mother of Mary, all of Christianity, all Christians. It is foul. It is disgusting. And they're doing that. They're doing this as in a foul and disgusting manner as they possibly can. So naturally, there's a major pushback about this film. Christians have taken to the internet to criticize it, to call it out for the filth that it is, and the people who made the film, who obviously want to mock and delegitimize Christ and Christianity as much as possible, they're using the pushback from the film or on the film to promote it. They're ripping quotes from critics, quotes about how the movie blasphemes Christ, and they're turning the quotes into advertisements to try to get people to go see it. They're turning that into promotional material. It's disgusting. They've even published a video where Sydney Sweeney is reading from a gigantic Bible in an attempt to drive the point home that this entire film is a mockery of Christianity. It's a safe space for Christ killers. Watch this.
Leviticus chapter 26 verses 27 to 29. If in spite of this you still do not listen to me but continue to be hostile towards me, then in my anger I will be hostile towards you, and I myself will punish you for your sins seven times over. You will eat the flesh of your sons and the flesh of your daughters.
Unbelievable. Now just imagine for a moment there that any other religion, if any other religion was being mocked and demonized like that in a mainstream movie, can you imagine? We've seen entire countries adopt versions of Islamic blasphemy laws to enforce against their own citizens after newspapers published cartoons mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Over the past few years, especially since October, The entire corporate political crime syndicate, including the entertainment industry, have joined forces to make sure that no one gets away with criticizing Judaism or Israel. I mean, if you question the Israeli war effort, you'll be silenced. You'll be called an anti-Semite by many of the same people who are pushing the mockery of Christianity and the mockery of Jesus Christ on a massive industrial scale. And you know, one more thing about this Immaculate movie. It's hard not to notice that it seems like no accident that Sydney Sweeney is the star of the show. This is a conventionally attractive young woman with blonde hair, blue eyes. She's an all-American archetype, okay, who's been catapulted to the very top of fame suddenly. And in the process, she was embraced by many conservatives. She recently starred in the in SNL skits. She hosted Saturday Night Live. And we were told that her performance, her appearance, marked the death of political correctness and a return to public displays of heterosexuality because she dresses scantily clad. A few years back, there was even a massive hit piece done on her entire family because some of them wore MAGA hats at a birthday party. So it doesn't seem like any kind of coincidence that Sydney Sweeney was chosen to star in this satanic film. She was picked to send a message. If there's anyone who's even accidentally about to become some kind of clean, wholesome entertainment figure, they'll immediately be picked up, they'll be given an offer they can't refuse, and they'll be plastered all over every screen in America to drive the point home. And there's definitely satanic strings attached with Sydney Sweeney's sudden rise to fame. Matt Wallace tracks all of this stuff. He's an influencer on X, and he joins us now to share more. Matt, welcome back to the Stu Peters Show, sir.
Thanks for having me on. It's disgusting to watch what they're doing. And the fact that it's embraced by this elite class of Hollywood producers and executives just shows how much they despise Christianity. So here's an interesting fact. 71% is currently the Rotten Tomatoes score, which is going to be these elite critics, the people who obviously are against us. They seem to somewhat like the movie. That's still not the best rating. If you look at the people score, 57%. So very low. We're looking at a massive difference in this class of people that is pushing out our entertainment versus the class of people who are just normal Americans trying to live a good life. It's very shocking and it sucks. And if you take a look at the two people who are responsible mainly for making this movie as anti-Christian as it is, we have to look at Michael Mohan, who is he's one of the creepiest looking dudes you can possibly imagine. I would not be surprised if we see a similar event to what happened with Drake Bell, happened with Michael Mohan, where I mean, these people are, they're all evil. They all do these awful, abusive things to people. We'll say allegedly until it's proven in a court of law. But this whole machine is just against destroying our values. That's what they do. Then we have fake conservative influencers like Ashley St. Clair who are online and pushing this anti-Christian crap. Did you see what she did? So for the last 24 hours on Easter, she's been pushing over and over and over again this mockery of Christians, supposed to be a pro-Christian, pro-right-wing influencer, not at all. And she's been posting, essentially saying that Biden and what he did by taking away Easter celebration time to focus on a trans day of visibility, saying, oh, that's completely fine because he's done it since 2020. Well, wake up. I don't care if he's been doing it since he was born in the year 005 AD. It's still evil. It still shouldn't be done. And we need to fight back. If we don't, we're going to lose our country and we're going to lose it to people who hate us.
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, they want to put Christians in boxcars. I talk about this all the time. And what happened yesterday, the blasphemy, it's just incredible. You see these photos from 1950. Right, New York City, they have all the buildings lit up in crosses, you know, by turning off certain lights in the skyscrapers and leaving certain ones on. And then you look at, fast forward to what happened yesterday on the Lord's Day, where many people celebrate the resurrection, specifically focus on the resurrection of Jesus Christ in you know, throughout Christian denominations everywhere. And he comes out in the day before and says that it's a trans day of visibility, just absolutely mocking mocking American Christians. And it just shows you they have a disdain. The people running the government, the people in charge of the puppet strings for Joe Biden, they absolutely hate Christians because it's not like this really. I mean, look, the trans enclave. See, I hate using the word community there because they'll never call the Christians the Christian community. But these this trans enclave, the LGBTQ, the RSTLNE, would you like to buy a vowel enclave? I mean, they're going to vote for Joe Biden, right? It's not like this got Joe Biden more votes. This was spiteful. This was done in an attempt to just double down to say, hey, we are not the party that Christians need to vote for. They're not even trying to get professing Christians to vote for them because they don't care. And so it's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, you combine that with Hollywood, with Sydney Sweeney, and it's every institution. It's professional sports. It's the government. It's Hollywood. It's the rap industry. Everywhere you look, it is anti-Christian. It is don't believe in God.
And it's ironic, too, because Joe Biden claims to be a Catholic. He's far from that. And if you look at his social media team, it's four very spiteful, evil women who are using that platform and trying to push this woke propaganda on other people. All four of them hate Christians. All four of them work together to craft these posts. They know exactly what they're doing. Joe Biden is sitting there and essentially just letting these evil people control everything he allegedly does. We all know he's not really running the show. We all know if you look at his top-level cabinet positions, they're all people who hate Christians. They're all people who would rather see Israeli success than USA success. That's just the truth about it. And it's sad because all of them are participating in it. If you look at Mayorkas, who's been one of the main crafters of this plan to basically take away the values that the United States stand for by importing people who don't stand for those values. That's his entire plan to stay in power. And he is continuing to push the same trans agenda that Joe Biden is pushing. If you look at his tweets, he doesn't care about Easter. He doesn't care about anything else. I talked to someone who is a Democrat, and they told me something that was very jarring to me. So I said, how can you support Biden when he's doing things like banning crosses and Christian symbols from the children's Easter egg painting contest? I mean, think about that. A children's Easter egg painting contest, and the message you're sending to them, you can't paint a cross on it? You can't paint something religious on Easter? That's offensive now in our country? What he said was, well, what if there's people who are of different religions there? And I told him, well, they can F off. This is Easter. This is a tradition I've been celebrating since I was a child. It never used to be controversial, and it isn't now. And if you believe these propagandists and liars and Satanists who are trying to convince us it is, then you're just as much of the problem as the people who are trying to do the convincing. You can't let them win. You can't let them in your head.
Do you think, honest question, do you think Joe Biden banning a cross, you know, on an Easter egg, which there's a lot of people that are like, what do Easter eggs have to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Anyway, but all that aside, banning the Christian symbol because the Christian cross offends, it really does, because, you know, the gospel is all about the fact that, you know, we're fallible and we're in need of a savior. A lot of people don't like to be told they're sinners, but they need to be told that they need to worship God the Creator because he is owed our worship and our adoration. But do you think this announcement came because of the dust-up last week over Christ is King and people trying to say that Christ is King, saying Christ is King, is anti-Semitic?
No, I don't think it came from that, even though that's a good connection there between those two ideologies. Obviously, they're the same. The reason why I don't think it came from that is because they've been planning and trying to plot a way to demise Christianity in America for a long time. They're going to do this no matter what. That just happened to be a coincidence that fell into their lap. And the fact that people like Ben Shapiro and people who claim to represent free speech, there's an infamous now picture of him standing in front of a billboard that says uncancelable since 1989 when Candace Owens was born and has a picture of her on it and shows her show. He's standing in front of that and then he cancels her because she doesn't toe the lines. And she was not even saying anything particularly offensive. She was just saying pro-Christian things. That's not allowed. The message is so overwhelmingly clear. Ashley St. Clair, Ben Shapiro, all of these so-called conservative influencers that are playing a part in helping the Biden administration push their evil onto America. If you take a look at Biden's Instagram and you look at the posts he's made, not a single post about Jesus Christ, not a single post with three crosses in them, not even, and this would be to a lesser extent important, but not even a bunny or an Easter egg. The only posts he's made in the last few days are trans rights are human rights, which is the most BS slogan I've ever heard, because no one cares about if the like differentiating rights based on if you decide to become a different gender or not. Like, no one cares about that. Like, if you it's the United States of America. If you want to go and do something, you know, you're free to do that. No one's going to stop you, but you can't make us proclaim these weird statements. You can't bring us and make us be involved in it. That's not okay. And those bragging about overturning Roe versus Wade have no clue of the power of women. They're just trying to virtue signal, especially to these young women voters who oftentimes, unfortunately, are very susceptible to these emotional ploys that are trying to convince them of things the federal government shouldn't even be involved with in the first place. Uh-huh. The federal government should keep its head down, focus on the economy, focus on foreign policy, and do a good job. If you're trying to focus on other things, it's just propaganda, and it's just a way for you to stay in power. That's the simplest way to look at it.
They want to put Christians in boxcars, so prepare and behave accordingly. That would be my advice. Before I let you go, Matt Wallace, I don't know if there's any truth to this report, so I'm going to ask you, because I do know you know a lot about the workings of X, and if you follow Elon Musk really closely. I saw something yesterday that where Elon Musk was redoing the pronoun, not allowing certain pronouns in certain profiles. Am I describing that correctly? Are you familiar? Did you see any of these tweets that said he was rewriting the code to just kind of get rid of this whole pronoun nonsense? Or was that totally fake news?
So I don't think he would get rid of people's ability to put pronouns in their bio. I would have to take a further look at that. I do know that he initially was convinced or persuaded, or at the very least didn't know about this plan within employees of X to make it essentially against the terms of service for you to put misgendering in your tweets or to call someone something they don't identify as. Fortunately, Elon Musk was like, once he saw that and he saw people's response, no, we're not doing that. That's BS. He obviously is very much against this. He, she, her, he, all of this stuff. I believe he is going to take it out of specifically having an automatic way to put in your bio, but you're still going to be allowed, if you choose to do that, to put it in your bio just in the description there. I think it should be fully allowed. I would love to know which people are identifying with this out of focus. Please keep me, Elon. Yeah. Let us see.
Let us know where the crazy ones are. Yeah. That's pretty good. Matt Wallace, appreciate it, sir. It's always great to have you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good night.
Folks, the Stu Peter Show rolls on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back here in just a moment.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance.
And welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So public education in this country is a nightmare. That's no secret. You didn't tune in to hear that piece of breaking news. It's been for a long time. Our taxpayer-funded school systems, the places that we were promised would lay the bedrock of our communities and the future of our country, have been totally taken over. They're under the control of anti-Christian, anti-American communists who've subverted the Department of Education and have seized control of teachers' unions and have used this fusion of federal power and big money organizing to mold school districts all over this country into their perverted image. Every single day, kids are bombarded with filth, with sexual perversion, with political radicalism, all in their public school. And for a long time, for far too long, most Americans have been pretty much powerless to do anything about it. People have been stuck sending their kids to these hideous schools where they're not just physically unsafe, but they're psychologically unsafe. Americans have been sold into wage slavery, so public education has become a nationwide network of subversive daycares with little to no oversight. Teachers are given a license to raise and groom kids as they see fit while their parents toil away in a cubicle somewhere. And when parents do try to get involved, when they try to crack open the schoolhouse door and see what's going on inside with their children and their tax dollars, the door is usually slammed in their face. They're told to butt out. They're told that they don't get a say, that they don't get to determine what goes on in their kids' schools. And if they question the teachers, the administrators, the school board, they'll be labeled an extremist. And they might even have the police or the feds come knocking on their door, start surveilling their social media accounts and their text messages. All because they're looking out for their own children. And this has hit a fever pitch over the past several years, especially since 2020, when our kids were locked out of their schools and through so-called remote learning. The filth that's being shoved in our kids' faces at school was piped into every home in America. Maybe a COVID silver lining here, because parents could no longer be deceived. They could no longer be forced to look away, and they learned the depth of the depravity that bombards their kids for 6 to 8 hours a day in their government-run schools. And since then, we've had a huge fight on our hands to solidify parental oversight, to save parental rights and protect our kids, to protect their innocence, to stop them from being socially transitioned by some public school teacher who only shows up to work to keep health insurance and be able to afford their psychologist because they're mentally ill. And now, at the state level, thankfully, some places have started taking action. And one of those states is Oklahoma, where state superintendent by the name of Ryan Walters has launched a statewide office of school choice to help parents take back control of their children's education. The education that they're paying for, you know, through their ever-increasing tax bills. And through the Office of School Choice, parents will be able to get help withdrawing their kids from toxic, disgusting public schools and sending them elsewhere, be it a new public school, a private school, or even, you guessed it, homeschooling. This Office of School Choice is actually going to help parents track what their kids are being taught. What a concept! Now here's Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters explaining how it's all going to work. Watch this.
So the first thing is I wanted to announce the creation of the Office of School Choice here in the Department of Education. At this department, it will be a one-stop shop related to everything school choice for the state of Oklahoma. What we've seen is continuing to provide more options for parents mean that kids and their parents have a better opportunity at success. So what we will be doing is moving staff, hiring some additional staff to ensure that whether it's a charter school, a private school, through vouchers or through tax credits, whether it is homeschooling options, whether it's open enrollment or open transfer, We want to make sure that parents have one place to go where they can navigate what their options are with their child. So I'm very pleased to announce this will help reorganize this agency to make sure that our team that works with charter schools, our team that works with private schools, we're all in the same spot. So it'll make it a lot easier for parents and communities to navigate those resources. There's a few states that have these, not very many. So we're excited to be one of the first states to offer this for our parents in the state of Oklahoma. Parents deserve and have demanded robust choice options for their kids' education, and we will be there to support them every step of the way. Very exciting announcement there, and we are very much excited to roll on this new office out.
That's great news. This should be replicated in every single state in the union, but of course, the Federal Department of Education, the teachers' unions that are effectively acting as their own branch of government at this point are militantly opposed to it. They're opposed to it because they know that if parents wake up, if parents are shown what their children are being taught by the people who are living off the taxpayers, they'll destroy the public education system as we know it. The system is living on borrowed time. So far, in addition to Oklahoma, Arkansas, my home state, Florida, and New Mexico have launched similar programs helping parents navigate the education system and school choice and take an active role in their kids' education. Parents are finally saying that enough is enough. American children have lived under the jackboot of perversion for far too long, and far too many parents have stood idly by or have been forced to stand idly by while it's all played out. While our education system devolved into this tangled web of perverts and pedophilia and social conditioning, crafted by the most disgusting people in world history, by the people who castrate children, we've reached a breaking point, but this isn't something that will be fixed overnight. We know that, and it isn't something that will be fixed without massive effort at all levels, from the grassroots to the state and local government to the DC swamp. There has to be an educational reckoning in this country, just like there has to be a reckoning with Big Pharma and Big Tech and Big War and all the other mass murderers who've crushed everything that this country once was. For more on this, we're joined by Sean McBeardy. Sean is an educational freedom advocate who's also known as America's Most Dangerous Dad, a title he wears with pride. Sean, welcome back to the Stu Peters Show, sir. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So what are your thoughts? You're an educational freedom advocate. You see somebody like you got the Superintendent Walters in Oklahoma, you know, fighting back, pushing back against the system. I mean, this is a positive piece of news in our ever-increasing world of darkness.
Without question. I mean, it's great to see that some states are really getting it. So Ryan Walters of Oklahoma, the State Department of Education, he's right on point. And we're seeing some of these states run by critical thinkers. They're able to understand and adjust that parents really are demanding for change right now. They're demanding for change for their students because, as you mentioned, COVID was one of those silver linings, one of the most horrible things that our kids have ever gone through. Many of these kids are not going to be able to adjust educationally because they lost 2 or 3 years. But that Oklahoma State Department of Education, among one of the first in the country to really create this resource for parents in this Office of School Choice. So one of the couple things and the key points in the video that I picked up on, he talks about having a one-stop shop related to everything school choice and then really providing those options for parents for their children's success. So, you know, I prefer educational freedom to school choice, but it's all good, and it's all good for parents and students because this is becoming a hot topic politically. And as you mentioned, there are a number of states that are starting to finally turn the page here and understand that what they've been doing for decades simply isn't working anymore, Paul.
So you tell me, educational freedom versus school choice, like what's the difference there? Why would you prefer the term educational freedom as opposed to school choice?
Yeah, so first off, I think the term just kind of first off sounds a little bit more interesting, kind of more patriotic. The ability to school your kid in whatever way you want, and to some degree, as long as you're hitting specific hurdles, school choice to me kind of carves out homeschool, and you know you don't have to go to a brick walled school to be able to prepare your kid for their life. Homeschooling is one of the key pieces that is really through this COVID situation. You mentioned the influx of critical race theory praxis. You've got the social emotional learning nonsense that's going on in the classroom. You have this hypersexualization of minors, porn in the library, and all of these things have really created some parents that are waking up finally. And so for me, school choice kind of rings, again, brick building to me when I think about it. Educational freedom, in my opinion, really opens up the doors for homeschooling, which I'm a huge proponent of.
Well, and you know, that's, you know, here's the deal. I mean, I homeschool, or I don't do it, but my household homeschools our child, and I made that decision because I'm not going to let the enemy educate my kids. Now, that's the decision that I made because I determined that, hey, this is a net negative. I don't care if you have the best well-intentioned teacher, the best teacher in the world. The system around that is destructive to the child. I mean, there's no question that that's the truth. But that's my opinion. I'm sure people disagree. We've got an economy that's been intentionally set up. When the CIA back in the 50s and 60s funds the feminist movement to get, you know, double the tax base and destroy the family, we have an economy now that's set up to fundamentally be an anti-Christian economy where you really, it's very difficult to survive off of a single income, right? It's very difficult to have a traditional family where the wife stays at home and has the ability to educate the kid. I get all of that. So it's no judgment for those who are still sending their kids to public school. I'm sure there's still public schools out there that are, you know, less bad than others, right? But I'm glad you mentioned that because this is, we hear Stu talk about this all the time. He says, don't give up on the public schools. That's his perspective here, that we don't need to cede any more ground and we need to take them back. And I totally admire that. I mean, I'm not willing to put my kid in a public school, but at the same time, absolutely, our taxpayer dollars are going to fund degeneracy, and they're literally corrupting the minds of the next generation. And case in point, sticking with Oklahoma, Sean, we have this next Benedict situation where, you know, we're told that she was in the media, you know, she's a tragedy, a human life dies, you know, transgender student, and the media wants to make it about, you know, somehow it was violent or somehow you know, she died from her injuries from a fight, and they put out all this propaganda. They try to exploit the death of a child in order to push this political sex religion. Now we find out that it was suicide. Shocker there. That's what a lot of transgender people do. They commit suicide either post-surgery or pre-surgery because they're not happy with themselves. And yet this was going on right in the midst of an Oklahoma public school, right? So you know, go ahead and respond to that, Sean McBearty.
Yeah, it is a tragedy. Anytime these students, in my opinion, what's happening is these schools are indoctrinating and brainwashing these young children. They are pushing things like the gay sexuality alliances, which are in 4,000 schools across the country in 40 different states, a taxpayer-funded effort to talk about sexuality with kids that could be 11 years old. And so they're pushing this concept of sexuality in really division, right? What they're trying to do is eliminate all the moral fabric from our school system, eliminate the family structure, and ultimately try to divide the country, which they've done a great job with, and ultimately lead to its sort of Marxist downfall. Now, that's a lot. That goes over a lot of parents' heads because you can't even get them to understand there's pornography in the library, you know? Mm-hmm. So the next Benedict thing, yeah, that's just, it's an unfortunate piece. Well, what we're seeing is, in a lot of these studies, so these trans groups will claim that, you know, if you don't affirm a transgender's fake identity, this made up, somewhat religious toxic situation, that they're going to kill themselves. Now, the problem with that is that these kids have sexual narcissism, mental illness, a number of comorbidities. And ultimately, what we've found is in the largest study ever done in the world through Sweden, a 30-year study, they showed that you have a 20x or a 20 times greater chance to kill yourself after transition, right? So there is no solving for this in the beginning. The only way to get this taken care of is to root this out of the school system, because these kids are looking up to these teachers, their peer group, maybe it's a social media thing, whatever it is, but this social contagion is taking the lives of young kids just like next.
I want to expand on this social narcissism, because when you said that, I'm reminded of this, you know, you hear these stories about, you know, maybe a teenage couple, right? A normal couple, right? A male, female. Girl decides to break up with the boyfriend, and the boyfriend is like, oh, if you break up with me, I'm going to kill myself, right? That's actually a form of emotional abuse in an effort to save the relationship. And I would say it's obviously based on a form of narcissism. So when you say sexual narcissism, we're talking about it in the context of this woke sex cult, this religion, this sexual religion that they've created for themselves, where everything about a person can be summed up in their sexual lusts. And it creates this narcissistic personality disorder, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And for example, in Maine, there's a LD 227 that has passed through committee, Maine being a Democrat-run state, governor, House, Senate, DA's office. They are now pushing potentially in Maine to have Maine be a trans trafficking state where anybody could kidnap a trans kid, a confused kid, bring them to Maine, have genital mutilation surgery, chemical castration, all these things in the name of this sexual narcissism. And it's so sad to see what's happening. I mean, these kids, I wrote a local story here from my local hometown. 5-year-old kids in kindergarten, Paul, were being taught about gender for an entire week. Now, these kids can't even spell blue, right? But they know their pronouns right out of the gate in kindergarten. And so it is inconceivable that our United States has fallen into this just woke mindset in these schools where these advocacy groups like Planned Parenthood, which is pushing a lot of this stuff, big money, big pharma, you mentioned it, big medical, they're looking to use kids as products. And unfortunately, parents are unaware. You mentioned something also earlier that Stu mentioned, fighting for these schools. I tell parents all the time, if you're not going to fight for your kids' education like their lives depend on it, you're going to lose your kid, because every time you send that kid off on the bus for 8 hours a day, they're captured. They're captured by these woke cults in the school. And, you know, folks like, these folks in Oklahoma, they're really trying to find a solution. And you're seeing this disparity between conservative states and liberal states in this educational space. So I hope more states continue to pick this up. But for example, in Maine, I don't think this is ever going to happen the way that we're currently constricted with mm-hmm. a Democrat leadership.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the Democrats certainly don't want it. They certainly don't want to empower somebody to homeschool their kids or make homeschool laws, you know, deregulate, you know, homeschooling. But there are.
Well, you mentioned the other thing, too. I mean, yeah, the teachers union, right? The teachers union is one of the most powerful unions out there. They don't want any of this competition. They realize that if there's competition, they're going to lose their funding. Mm-hmm. And as you know, these teachers unions, they fund 99.9% far left Democrat candidates in local, state, and national elections. It's just like this sort of Ponzi scheme that we as taxpayers are paying in, the teachers are paying dues. It's a complete mess.
Can I ask you a question? Just, you know, kind of backtracking on this, the general philosophy behind a parent wanting to homeschool their kids. What convinced me when I became, you know, because I'm a product of the public education system. I certainly didn't get the same type of education I think that past generations received in a public school. That's for certain. You say, you know, a lot about the baby boomer generation, but they got a much better public school education than what I received as somebody who was born in 1984. When I became a dad, Sean, I knew, okay, we're going to figure out what we're going to do with the school. And regardless of the wickedness of the school, that certainly was a part of the equation. But the main convincing point, the thing that had me convinced, was when I just asked a simple question. When in society did we adopt this convention that it is perfectly reasonable, understandable, and loving for a 4, 5, or 6-year-old to spend 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week away from their home, their mother, and their father? When did we adopt this convention? And I reject that. I think that is insane. If you actually put it on paper, you say it out loud, it's insanity. And yet we have just gone along, and now we, you know, they expand the school day. They want to decrease the summer months. I mean, do you see where I'm coming from?
Oh, absolutely. No, it's a mess, because to some degree, and what I've found over my last really 3.5 years of trying to work through this advocacy and exposing some of this just horror of the K-12 public education system in Maine and across the country, is that some parents, I'm not convinced, really want to know how bad it is, because it is somewhat a daycare situation for them. You mentioned pre-K, I think is where you're going.
Yep.
You know, they're looking to put 4-year-olds into these school systems and have them there for multiple hours a day. Now, to some degree, we've created this situation ourselves. It's kind of evolved, but the way that this, you know, tax funding works, at least, you know, here in Maine, you've got about 45% of the tax burden funded by local property taxes. I urge everybody to go out and try to figure out on their tax bill what percentage in dollars are they using to indoctrinate their neighbors' kids. And then you've got in Maine, 55% of this is state-funded education. Now, this isn't free money. It's funny to have people say, well, this is just state funding. People don't understand. We're getting taxed out of control. And without states like Oklahoma and some of the other states you mentioned having school choice or educational freedom, however way you want to describe it, you're kind of going to, you kind of get double whammied, right? Because if you want to pull your kids out in homeschool, one of the parents might have to take a part-time job or not have a job at all. If you're going to fund them into a Christian school or another private school, you're still paying your tax burden to have your kid not be at the public school, which is, again, indoctrinating these kids.
Right.
So again, you're getting hit twice. So it is really a tough situation economically for these folks. And again, without critical thinkers like the folks in Oklahoma, it's really, it's a sad situation. But I would say to everybody, I urge everyone to try to pull their kids out in some fashion, if they can, if they have the ability. And if not, they need to start getting into these school board meetings. They need to start understanding the budget. They need to start holding people accountable. And again, elections have consequences.
Yep. Get the porn out of the libraries. I mean, that's the flashpoint that can wake people up. The only silver lining, or one of the silver linings, the sicker and more evil they become, the easier it is to wake people up. It's like, okay, I've got to take a stand. Sean McBearty, we really appreciate it, sir. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Folks, that's all the time we have for this broadcast of The Stu Peter Show. Stu will be back tomorrow night. My name is Paul Harrell. God bless.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention, because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/Stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/Stu. It's 2024, and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution. Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So, if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/stew.